Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's The Burt Show. Will.i.am has a brand new song out with Britney. Will.i.am joining The Burt Show.
Yo, what's up? What's up?
How you doing today?
Chilling, taking it light.
Hey, the first thing I'm going to do, Will.i.am, honestly, is I'm going to kiss your ass. Okay. Because I got to be honest with you, gave me one of the greatest concert experiences of my life. And it was about 20 years ago, and I was in Rio de Janeiro. I didn't even know the Black Eyed Peas were there. It was on New Year's Eve.
Shut up.
You guys played on the beach. Yes, on the beach.
Yeah, it was like, it's almost too much. 1,500,000 people were there.
There was over 1 million people on the beach on Copacabana Beach. It was the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life.
You obviously remember that performance, Will.i.am.
Yeah, that was the first time we pulled up to the stage in an ambulance because that's the only thing that could cut through the crowd.
It was so thick, it took us like half an hour just to walk to the beach. And the excitement and the energy in the air and to see 1 million people rock into Black Eyed Peas from where I was standing was electric. It must have been amazing for you.
Man, that's when I came back home. I'm like, Ma! Still to this day, I'm like, 1,500,000 people? Like, what? That's crazy. I get excited playing in front of 1,000 people still.
There was something really special about
because
that night.
1,000 people, you could see every pair of eyes in the room. If you really focus, but it's 10,000 people, it's like, that's a big audience, right? And you feel the big audience. 100,000 people is like, wow. After 200,000 people, it looks like 100,000 people. One time we played a concert in Canada, it was 300,000 people. And it was like, wow, different than the 100,000, 200,000. Then when we did Brazil, it was like 1 million plus, and you see a sea of people forever. It doesn't stop. It becomes less intimate, of course, but it's a psychological thing because you can't see eyes. You're too far away from the stage, but you feel all this energy coming from all different directions. That's unforgettable.
I mean, that many people, is there, like, I'm sure is an incredible feeling, but is it a little bit scary? That's a lot of freaking people.
The only thing that's scary is if something were to go wrong.
Yeah.
Well, everybody was so drunk and high that if something went wrong that night, nobody would have known it. None.
All right, Will.i.am, you have Mind Your Business out now, the single that you have done with Britney Spears. You and Britney have been sitting on this single for a decade. Why release it now?
Okay, now imagine you came to my vineyard and you were like, yo, I want some wine.
Yeah.
I can't give you a grape and then you have wine. Mm-hmm. It's got to sit around for a while. And the longer it sits, the better the outcome.
Gotcha.
Okay.
I'm picking up what you're putting
out. At least that's what I tell myself.
That's what you tell yourself.
But not everything is supposed to be instant. It's supposed to come out when it's ready. And I feel right now, given the time where she's at, this subject was ready. It wasn't ready 2 years ago. It wasn't ready 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. It wasn't ready 7 years ago. It's ready now. Right now is the perfect time for that subject that we talked about. Back in 2013, we would have like these writing sessions. In the writing sessions, I was like, we came up with a cool little different way to approach songwriting. And I was like, hey, let's have these discussions, these deep discussions on different subjects. I'll interview you. And we just open up, have an open heart, open discussion, the freedom of expression. And I'll jot down quotes. And one of those sessions, one of the subjects was privacy and the price of fame. Mm-hmm. And Mind Your Business came from that session. I still remember it in my notes. I typed in Brittany, and here it is, March 20th, 2013.
Dang.
In my notes on my phone, there's like all these notes that I have from our discussion and our lunch. And this subject was one of them. One of the things she said that turned into lyrics were, paparazzi, I feel every time they shoot me, there's a price on my picture. And so when I go to the supermarket or when I go to these places, I have to think about that. Most people, they just got the freedom to go to the supermarket, go to any aisle they want to without having to worry about it. I can't do those things. And so I was like, wow. So that came up with, paparazzi shot me, I am the economy. Follow me, follow me, follow me, follow, follow me. So yeah, I was so happy the song is out. Thank you, Brittany. Thank you, everybody that worked so hard to get this out. A needed subject, not only for people that are famous or that are popular, just everyday people that are on social media, their privacy is infringed upon. If they sign contracts that no one read, my verse is like, too much looky looky, get up off me, too much watchy wall. Hands up in the cookie jar, they're watching me, they're watching y'all. So everyday people who are on social media, their privacy is infringed upon too.
Yeah, it was incredibly appropriate then, incredibly appropriate now. So the logistics, though, have me blown away. So in 2013, you guys start talking about it. Do you record it then and then remix it now? Were you guys in the studio together recently, or was this done a while ago?
Okay, so I'll explain this song, and then I'll explain like other songs that I've had that had a similar process. So first, you have a discussion or an idea, poof, you spark. I'm like, wow, I'm going to write about that. And it was the sentence of, paparazzi, there's a price on my photo, and I have to think about that every time I go to the supermarket or anywhere. That came to uptown, downtown, every time I turn around, Hollywood, London, Snapchat, there's a sound, paparazzi shot me, I am the economy. So that lyric was like, yo, I got a great song, mind your business. Then you make a beat, then she comes and she records it. Then you pick through songs to make an album, and that song doesn't make the cut. Then there's gems in that song. And the next year, or 2 years later, you start making other ideas based on that gem. Then a decade passes, and you find the right beat for that gem, and you reconstruct ideas or sketches that you've had in the past. That's not the first time that's happened. Where's the Love is one of those records, one of those processes. Write it in 2001. You go through all these different beats and emotions and vibes, textures, motifs, and then you end up with Where's the Love. Let's get it started. All these different titles, different beats, different tempos. Girl Like Me, the song that we have with Shakira. Wrote that and produced that, visited that in 2008. It came out in 2021. A whole bunch of plethora of different versions and motifs that we put music around that song. Different tempos, different structures. And then there's instant records like Mom. You write it in 30 minutes, the beat in 15 minutes, 45 minutes. That song doesn't change. The shape is the way it is when you came up with it. I Got a Feeling, another one of those records. Instant, the way it was when you recorded it is the way it was when you released it. Not every song is the same recipe. You just got to treat it like an individual and not have a cookie cutter approach to every single song.
Sure.
Before we talk about the Black Eyed Peas tour and the Elevation album, just one more quick question about Mind Your Business. When it comes to a successful single launch, I assume like there's a marketing and publicity plan, especially for social media. And I haven't seen Brittany post anything yet, and I didn't know if that was intentional because of the name of the song.
In this case, the song title is what we are governed by. And some people, especially when they're going through a lot, you know, people have life. She launched a book.
Yeah.
She went through something horrific on social media. And space and a breath is what a person needs. Who's to say that your social media is supposed to be on all the time?
Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't have the right to turn it off. Every time, every moment, she's supposed to be on 24/7. So, yeah, she turned off her Instagram. Not the first time she's done that. People should have their space to turn off and turn on when they want.
Sure. If Brittany came to you tomorrow after you guys have worked together a couple of different times, if she came to you tomorrow and she's like, hey, Will.i.am, I want to be a member of the Black Eyed Peas, would you consider it?
The Black Eyed Peas is like a family, whether it's Macy Gray, Kim Hill, Estero, Fergie, Jay Ray. So, Nicole Scherzinger, Shakira. It's a family of an open realm to collaborate and express. And its core members, me, Tab, and Apple, have built an environment where we can collaborate, do any type of form of music, samba infused, rock infused, you know, dance, hip hop, jazz, like whatever we want to do. Hey, let's express. So to answer your question, Hell yeah.
Well, I am joining the Vert Show.
Will, so you've been sitting on this track for 10 years. How do you feel like the track has changed within like your first recording to now?
Oh, it's a totally different tempo. It's faster. You wouldn't even recognize the beat. They're not even in the same ballpark.
So interesting.
All right, so can you tell us a little bit about the tour and the Elevation album, please?
Yeah, so we're on tour in Europe, which is like, hey, guys, you guys want to do a European summer vacation and get paid and play some songs that people want to hear?
Duh.
We're like, yeah, sounds fun. Wait, what countries are we going to do our summer break vacation this year? Oh, man, this time we're going to Malta again. Malta again? Oh, man, how many days off we have there? Three? How many people are going to be at that show? Oh, okay. So it's fun. It's just like family fun. But sometimes the touring, like today, I just flew all over the place and I'm tired and I go back tomorrow. We go to Budapest. We have a show in Budapest. I haven't been in Budapest in a while. So that's going to be cool. And then the weekends we usually have kind of off, but this weekend I have off and I go to Google Camp, which is like this AI focused camp where you just knowledge up on all things tomorrow.
Huh.
Dang, wild.
I'm really excited about that. And then we kick back up and we go to Italy. We go to Turkey. Yeah, we're going to Turkey. We go to Hungary. It's crazy to say Turkey and Hungary back and forth.
I love that they gave you space so you can go to your Google Camp.
And Google Camp is in Sicily.
So what do you do, like arts and crafts? And you guys do like...
Archery.
Those potato bag runs.
No. No, it's like we talk about AI, we talk about things that we should worry about, the inspiration and the optimism around it. We see new models, secret projects that have not been revealed. It's like a knowledge future cast. You knowledge up and you see around the corner.
And I think that's super smart. And I think a lot of artists should follow your lead because with AI, while exciting, it can be terrifying. Like, what would you do if somebody took the Black Eyed Peas voices into AI and started recording all these random songs?
Imagine you're Leonardo da Vinci or you're a painter during the Renaissance. And it took you a while to make a painting. And then someone says, hey, yo, in the future, there's going to be like an instant paint where it's a contraption that just takes a picture of anything. It's going to be accurate. Are you afraid of the camera? Is it going to threaten your craft? Fact is, people still paint paintings. Fact is, people still have an imagination and that craftsmanship to be able to manifest an idea onto a canvas is still valued. It hasn't went away. No matter the technology that comes to take a picture of you making a painting. They could take a picture of your painting. They could make prints of your painting and duplicate them.
Which they do.
Does that mean that one painting that you made is less valuable? No, actually, it's been more valuable. AI is going to make things, going to mimic things, but you going on stage and doing improv and speaking from your heart, AI is never going to do that.
You might be the first creative person that I've heard actually
embrace
it and evolve with it rather than be scared of it.
My instrument is the computer, okay? People, when they think of AI, they think of Terminator. Man, James Cameron told us about that back in the 80s, man. I could be like, okay. But George Lucas also told us about AI and robotics, too. And in this story, there's lots of different robots and lots of different AIs. There's RTD2, who doesn't even speak English, but everybody understands. And then there's like 3CPO, who can't even move his freaky elbows. And there's all these different types of robots and AIs. But then there's a Jedi. So are you going to not have faith in humanity's growth because of something else that's going to push us to grow further, to not see that we will be Jedis? Or are we just going to be civilians and this robot's just going to be it, come and take over?
Damn,
bro. Forget your limitation on what you think humanity is. Like, we're stifled. Like, we're not going to grow past this point. We're going to grow past this point, but something's going to push us to grow that far. This entry of a hyper-intelligence that's going to push us to be spiritually intelligent. Ta-da!
Damn, when you share this theory with other artists, are they like, Will I Am, you need to shut up about that. We are scared, no. And we do... No?
Nah, the ones that are afraid were always afraid. They just didn't know what they were afraid of. But fear is fear. You can't knock for somebody for being fearful. You just got to be like, okay, well, let me try to give you as much information and inspiration as possible to get you out of that fear perspective.
Dude, you are an interesting dude.
Is there anything that you are fearful of?
I'm fearful that we as people aren't protected because lack of governance and regulations around AI. So AI is not the issue.
Got it.
It's the lack of regulations and governance.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hey, this went way deeper than I thought we were going to get. I just thought we were going to be talking about Brittany today. I appreciate your time, man.
I do, too. That was fascinating. Thank you.
Well, I am, man. I know you're super busy. You're getting ready to go on the road, like you just said. So thank you for your time. Good luck with the song also, man. I wish really, really great things for you. And hope to see you on the beach again in Copacabana, man.
Oh, man. Thank you guys so much. And all the Brittany fans out there, thank you guys so much for all that you do for Brittany. You guys are a fan base that every single artist. Marvel's over. Thank you guys. Thank you guys. You guys are awesome. And all the fans for Black Eyed Peas, thank you guys. It's an honor to be on the show, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.